Hey guys, you're tuned into
the Diamond Crew Podcast.
Brought to you by
Diamond Sound Productions.
And we are the Diamond Crew.
Sing.
But I'm in love with someone else. And I'm so sorry. You should go find. I could hear it. Someone else who can treat you right, give you the world. Someone who understands the man you are. Cause baby, you shine so bright, and I will just dim your star. A girl who treats you like I treat them. Boy, I know there's plenty of women who would love to find a man like you. Oh, I can fuck with these. I can fuck with this mic.
Maybe I'm the fucking engineer of the world right
now. Oh, I can fuck with this mic.
Do you believe me now? We the best.
Does it? Hold on. Will it clip? All right. I can't explain why it's him and not you. It's not clipping. At the end of the day,
I'm really blowing it.
Baby, I just don't want to. See, ain't no doctor now. Oh, you can. And it don't clip.
I told you.
He got the perfect body. Okay. All right. I'm gonna play with these.
So now I can just listen to you sing all night.
Yeah, go. I do it anyway.
So we're gonna be recording it up. Y'all stay tuned in. I'm glad y'all tuned in to the Diamond Crew Podcast.
Hey, hey.
Episode 7.
We never get the number right. It's episode 7. Hey, episode guys. Seven.
What's up, y'all?
How are you guys?
We back. I'm so excited. We back. I know y'all been waiting.
Yeah, but we so sorry. We so busy.
Real busy.
We wearing so many hats, y'all. We're exhausted.
Right. But first of all, if y'all listening to this, if it's on YouTube, if it's on any of our platforms, make sure y'all like. Make sure y'all comment. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all hit the notifications so y'all know when we drop new content. But check this out. We want to let y'all know we coming, and we coming hard. Pause.
Yeah, you guys. So we're just going to be definitely hitting up the audio world super hard this summer. We're not going to be doing mostly YouTube. We're going to split it up. And we're going to do a lot of audio podcasts, just putting them out for you guys back to back, give you some content to listen to while you're on your way to work in the summer, in the hot-ass summer. Because I don't know about y'all, but it's hot in Texas. Hot.
And it's too hot to be on camera for y'all, you know, because we want to make sure that we on a road to 100 podcasts. We want to get to 100 podcasts, you know. So we can let y'all know that we serious and we ain't here to play. We coming with that heat, and we coming almost every week. We trying to put out 2 podcasts a week. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, well, we will be putting out 2, that's for sure, because we're going to be producing the Kids, Diamond Kids Podcast. So y'all stay tuned, and y'all check out the Diamond Kids Podcast.
And if y'all haven't already, go follow us on all major platforms. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. And go to We Talk Radio and subscribe, and go listen to our podcast, and go over there and listen to some Kia D. Her show be off the chain on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Our show comes out on Thursdays at 4, and the kids' show come out on Fridays at 4.
Yep, you got it.
So y'all go ahead and go to We Talk Radio and listen up. Listen, wetalkradio.com, okay? And go follow them on all their social media networks, and tune into those YouTube channels, because y'all already know we working.
Yeah, and definitely check out the other shows like Shine Lord, and check out
The Cave Show,
The Emin Show, you know, the Kia D Unplugged.
That's my show.
You know what I mean? Look, we stomping with some big people right now. We stomping with the big dogs. You know what I mean? They rocking with us and we rocking with them. You know what I mean? So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in, you know, to the Diamond Crew podcast for show. Shout out to my dog. Shout out to E. Shout out to Jade.
Hey, hey.
They couldn't make it tonight, but guess what? They definitely here with us. You know what I mean? Shout out to, you know, the fam. Shout out. We definitely, I'll give a shout out to y'all. Shout out to
yes,
T.
And go check out their YouTube channel, E and the Fam. They went to South Padre not too long ago, and they got some videos dropping. It's like a 3-series. Go check them all out. Go like, subscribe, and comment, y'all. Let them know that y'all tuned in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stay tuned in. Look, because I'm telling y'all, I don't even, I'm not going to tell y'all no more. I'm just going to let y'all know what's up. I'm just going to show y'all.
Y'all going to hear us a lot, okay? So if my voice is annoying already, then keep listening because it's going to get more annoying because you're going to have a lot of us, okay?
Mm-hmm. And we still going to bring this, the Diamond Crew Sports Podcast is still coming. And then we might get a special treat because those might be the visual ones.
Yeah, and y'all know I'm in film school and y'all know what we doing. So follow, like, comment, subscribe, y'all. We really need you guys to do that. So that's how we know that y'all listening and y'all tuned in. And tell us what y'all want to hear. If it's a topic y'all want to talk about, let us know. We listen. We will give you your topics. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And we don't shy away from no topics either. We try to handle them with care, you know, but we definitely try to hit them straight on. You know, we try to let y'all know because we real, man. We want y'all to know that we real. We human too. You know what I mean? We about to give y'all that sauce. We about to give y'all everything we got. But let's move into the first topic today. You know, because I'm super excited. You know that, and I'm ready to give y'all the sauce. So here we go. What's the first topic today?
The first topic today is how does your dinner order go in your home? So who makes the plans? Who orders the food? Who cooks the food? How does it go down in your house?
Well, I'm going to be honest here. If we ordering something, I'm just telling her, just order whatever you want. Order whatever you want. You know what I mean? Because, first of all, if I say something like, well, look, I want some Taste of Italy's or I want something, you know, that I like, you're going to be like, nah, I don't want that. So it's just like, I'd be like, order whatever you want. And then I'm going to get whatever you want. You know what I mean? Want to eat because I'm hungry, but I definitely need you to pick and take care of everything and don't leave me with no responsibilities.
I'm cracking up. So you just don't give a fuck. You just be like, whatever. As long as I get food, that's all that matters.
Well, one thing I can say is, you know what I like? You know what I like more than what I know what I like. Yeah, she definitely cooks. I cook too, though. We all cook.
I think nobody cook more than me.
No, nobody cook more than you, but we definitely be putting in work. Me and the kids, we both cook. They probably cook a little bit more than me because, you know, I'm always working. I'm 100%.
And I'm teaching them.
Yep.
And they're not going to be hobos who can't feed themselves living in my damn basement.
Mm-mm, they're going to be up. And if they is in my basement, they're going to be getting up and cooking me some breakfast. Or they might come in there and I'm going to be in there like the dude off Baby Boy. Cooking eggs. You know what?
That's stupid.
Tell you, if I cook, I'm cooking like the dude off Baby Boy. Mm-mm. Oh, what's his name again?
Marvin.
I think that was his name on Baby Boy. What's his real name? I don't know.
I don't know his real name. I just know his character.
Yeah. That's how
I'm in film. I study character.
That's how we coming through. We coming through like that.
I'm cranking up. You funny.
But definitely, I'll just let her handle all the orders. I don't really order too much.
Yeah. And I do all the cooking. And I'm teaching the Rugrats how to cook. We got them minimized to ninja cookware and ninja cooking appliances.
And they ninjas with that ninja. I'm talking about they really they got are. So good. They got are. So good. They're I'm talking so about good. They make breakfast and this. They make everything. They make the whole breakfast.
I taught them how to take care of themselves.
And the eggs be perfect. The bacon be perfect. They bacon almost better than mine. It probably is. Sometimes I'd be like, man.
I don't even like to make my own eggs anymore because I'd be like, Rye, your eggs is better.
Things why, is why awesome. That? That's how they say it. They say things is boss. You know what I mean?
They're good. They're not better than me, but they're getting there. And when they become young adults, they're going to be able to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Big facts.
They ain't going to need to pay nobody to eat or have to wait for nobody to eat. They can feed themselves.
Yep.
That's funny.
So shout out to the Neals. You know what I mean? Because we...
84.
And guess what? Look, y'all need to check out... We might come out with a new show. And it's going to be Eating with the Neals. Shout out to Mika. Shout out to Mika. Y'all know Mika. Shout out to her because she really wanted us to start this show called Eating with the Neals. And I'm telling you, we just... She tune in every day. We don't even record it. But she tune in every day. And we just crack up. We eat. And she just love it. It's called Eating with the Neals.
So. Our dinner conversations be off the chain. Right. Lord.
So let me know if y'all want to tune in to Eating with the Neals. If I can get 10 people to say, yeah, let's do it, then we're going to do it. We're going to do it because I don't care. But, you know, it is what it is. Let me know what y'all want to do.
All right, y'all. So Texas about to be the motherfucking Wild Wild West. I don't know if y'all been tuned in, but September 1st, Texans can carry handguns without a license or training starting September 1st after Governor Greg Abbott signs a permitless carry bill into law. How do y'all feel about that?
I'm going to tell you how I feel. I feel like it's open season on niggas.
Mm. Damn.
Let that sink in. Mm. I feel like it's open season. Now, no, let me be honest. Yes. I do love to carry, you know? I do love to be able to carry it. I mean, it's a part of me, okay? I love it. Now, am I opposed to open carry? No, not really, but... You know, I'm definitely opposed to, you know, the things that can happen with this new law in effect. I just feel like if people can open carry, they feel like they can just pull it out faster. You know, they can, instead of de-escalating situations, they may resort to pulling that gun faster.
I agree.
Yeah, so I really think that we need to be aware of that and still practice gun safety for sure, and also... be mindful that sometimes people are going to say and do things that you may not like, but your first action shouldn't be to pull out that gun.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they should teach gun safety as a class for kids.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. That is perfect.
Because it's going to be a lot of idiots out here who's buying guns and, you know, stocking up and shit who are not teaching their children gun safety. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be having guns all in these homes. And it's going to lead to more gun violence among younger children and among adults because you absolutely 100% right. Right now, if two men get into an argument in public, they're not thinking to pull their guns first thing because they're like, look, it may not get that far. It's just an argument. But hotheads who don't fucking think are going to straight up just be pulling their weapons and using their weapons instead of, you know, talking a little minor situation out that could have de-escalated or that wasn't anything, like, major. Yep. Like, somebody could just feel disrespected and want to shoot up something. Like, and how the school's going to govern it now, you know? Yep. School parking lots and
it's a lot.
School events, football games and shit. How we're going to govern it. How they going to govern it with the age groups.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Yep.
It's going to be like a fucking scene off a goddamn...
It's going to be like The Purge.
What's our show?
It's going to be like the... Which one?
The zombie one?
Or The Walking Dead?
Yeah, it's going to be like The Walking Dead, where even a fucking 7-year-old got to know how to use a handgun.
Well, she had that big 357, and she knew how to blast. Mm-hmm. But we're going to teach our kids how to blast.
Well, we've already been teaching our children how
to. Absolutely, because the way, being in Texas and the way this is going, you know, y'all need to be prepared. Y'all need to be teaching gun safety because accidental death from guns happen too among kids because they get these guns, they don't know how to handle them.
Exactly.
And then they end up firing them off. I know that happened a while back. A mother went in a in a store.
Like 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah, and left the gun in the glove
box. In the fucking Walmart parking lot.
Loaded. And
like an idiot.
And went in the head with the glove box.
Unlocked. Like a dummy.
Right. And then the kids mishandled the firearm and, you know, everything after
it
that.
Ended up in the child's debt. So I feel like it needs to be, if it's going to be like that, it needs to be a lot of handgun safety, rifle training, you know, what to do, because it's going to be a lot of people just being more reckless with guns, you know, losing them. And, you know, a lot of shit start happening when you can just carry guns freely with no rules or regulations.
So definitely, let me just give this a little bit of advice to men with the same complexion. I mean, you know, I don't want to be racist, but I definitely got to look out for my culture. You know, that's how
my black men.
Yeah. So definitely, if I had to give y'all any advice, I wouldn't open carry, because to me that just makes you a target.
It does. You know?
So if you're gonna carry your handgun around, by all means,
just conceal it. Absolutely. Because you don't want to make, they're already threatened by us because of the color of our skin. Yeah. So why would you give them another reason to be threatened by your 6'5" big husky ass?
Right.
Just conceal it. And I guarantee you the outcome of the whole situations could and would be better. Right. And just know how to, you know, pull it quickly if you need to pull it quickly. But I don't believe that black men should be out here, you know, just because they're changing the passing the bill. I don't feel like we should be carrying out freely, because let's say, for instance, you know, get into a run-in with an officer, you know, and he sees that you have a gun. He's already threatened by you because you're big and you're black. Why give him another reason to pull that his gun instead of pulling out a taser? Right. That's just my personal opinion. You know, everyone may not agree. You're entitled to your own opinion. But my opinion is my big 6'5" black man is going to conceal his, because he's already looked at as a threat. Mm-hmm. In America, they look at him as a threat.
Absolutely.
When he's not, but that's what people, you know, that's how they view us. That's how they see us. So that's my opinion. For the community.
And if I had to give everybody, men of my color, another piece of advice, because I feel like it's important, you know, and I took this piece of advice from another, from Jose, from Rico. He told me, you know, with us being able to roll around with these handguns in our vehicle, if a cop was to pull you over, you know, and he asked you if you had if you have a firearm in a vehicle, you definitely want to probably tell him yes. You know, and if he has an issue with that, or he want to know where the gun is, you need to tell him where the gun is and let him get the gun.
Mm-hmm.
Let him get the gun. You know, if you feel safe enough, you know what I mean? Feel safe enough to allow that to happen. But I would definitely record every second of it.
Just be careful out there, y'all. Be careful. Protect yourself and your family. Like, no lie, it was a guy who just shot another guy, like, not even 7 miles from us.
No, it was, yeah.
Not even 7 miles from us in a road rage situation. Like,
oh, it was, I think it was a woman or something. I don't even know. We got to get that.
It was very petty, but that's how silly it is already.
And it's not even September yet.
And it ain't even September.
So y'all be careful, man. Definitely look out for each other.
Remember what we said podcasts for?
Yeah.
Get your artillery, stock up.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it's going to be anything, but just do it, you know, because that's what you're supposed to have to protect yourself in case of idiots or fools trying to take, you know, what you've worked so hard to build.
Mm-hmm.
And buying weapons right now is expensive, and looking for... bullets is damn near impossible, but when you come onto some good ones and you secure them, get them.
Yep.
Don't hesitate, because it's hard to come by, especially for a good price.
And right now, with the guns, with the gun laws changing, people are going to buy guns. People are going to be buying guns, buying ammo, stocking up. So,
and it's just going to be hard to come by after a while, because the supply and demand won't equal out.
Absolutely.
So be smart about it.
Absolutely. Let's roll.
Texans, how do y'all feel about Texas governor signing a new law to require strip club employees and patrons to be at least 21 of age or higher. How does that sit with you? Do you have an opinion? Do you?
Shout out to the strippers.
Shout out to y'all.
I'm going to definitely say that. Shout out to the strippers. But I don't know. Maybe I'm a little biased because I got a daughter.
Yep.
So,
you're going to say what I'm going to say.
You know, I think that I feel like at 21, you probably are old enough to be making your own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like you want to be a stripper, hey, shout out to y'all.
But you know? Got 2 years to try college out, and let's see if college works.
Hey, sometimes the strippers, like they say, they paying for college through they stripping activities. And, hey, I don't know.
Yeah, but at 18, could it be hard, you know, to try out another job? Why not try out another job? Why not try out an internship, you know, or something you should be doing at the age of 18?
The way these...
Before you get into a profession of exotic dancing. I love me the strippers. You know, I'm all for the strippers. You know, absolutely. I support the strip club. But as a mom of a little girl, I feel like they should have the opportunity to finish growing up and to be able to make that decision as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, absolutely. At least give college out. Give college a try.
Yeah. College
maybe they'll want to give college a try now since they know that that's not an option until they actually mature and turn 21, you know?
You know, some of them, they say, college ain't for me. You know,
that
ain't for me. College ain't for me. You know, so they got to, sometimes they use that lane to get them to where they feel like they need to be.
And if college not for you, figure out what is for you and start now. If you're young and you're listening to this, start now.
Great advice.
Figure out what you want to be doing for the rest of your life, because when I tell you, figuring it out when you're in your late 20s and your early 30s, that ain't what's hot. Mm-mm. Like, that's not the gag. Do it now. Yeah. Because if you know that you had plans on becoming a stripper, I hope it derailed your plans on becoming a stripper, and I hope it made you figure out an alternate career. Mm-hmm. You dig? As a mom, that's just me saying as a mom. But me, as a young 30-year-old woman who loves a party, I prefer to see women. I prefer to be women in the strip club than 18-year-old girls.
Yes.
Would you not?
Yeah, needs to be women regardless.
Regardless. Oh, I'm cracking. No. You don't want to go to Chippendales?
Hell no.
I'm cracking.
Come on, but I don't
even want to go up in Chippendales.
I don't pass no judgment, but me, nah. Ain't doing it.
I'm cooking up. I am cooking up. But that's crazy. So that goes for women strippers and men strippers.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's kind of good. But I feel like it's good.
But what dude really, like, man, I got to, you 18, whatever, I got to hit the strip club. Like what
because
dude really
if he's
do that?
Able to dance, usually male strippers are good at just dancing. So that's just another lane to do their dancing at. It's some motherfuckers who could dance out there. And they use strip clubs to get tips and, you know, not have to work a McDonald's job. They prefer to go to the strip club.
They just want to fucking let that thing swing.
Or they got a big penis and they're trying to let it hang. One or the other.
Yeah.
But be free, ladies and gentlemen. Do you, boo-boo. But I do feel like as a parent, that was a wise decision because it makes young girls think about their future.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with going down the stripper lane for you, but I don't want my daughter or my nieces or even my nephews to think, you know, well, I'm 18, let me be a stripper, you know, because I don't want to go to school and I don't know what else to do. Join the military, do something, but your ass won't be at the strip club. We know that. I know I'm going to be up in that bitch, but I won't see you there. What I'm saying?
I feel like Chris Rock, I like to take, I take this information from Chris Rock very seriously. He said his number one job as a father is to keep his daughter off the pole. That's my number one job.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Because Raji, you ain't hitting it. ain't doing no pose. He ain't doing it. That's my number one job. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Chris Rock
and
for that.
If you're a young girl who don't have to, why not? If you don't have to take that route, why take it? You know? If you don't have to, don't.
No.
But that just puts a halting screech into some little girl's plans. And yep. I could appreciate that, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one fucking thing you did, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
The one. Out of all the fucking things you've done, that's the one. Mm-hmm.
But so that's my opinion, and that's the wifey opinion. So we not biased. We feel like, look, it is what it is. Let's roll.
Siren pants. All right. So what is your favorite food choice right now? What is the one thing that you just be fucking up and you just can't stop? That you love to order or love for me to cook?
It's so much.
Because mm-hmm, I'm so good at cooking.
You know my fat ass love to eat. You know? I love to eat. That's one of my pet peeves.
I'm cracking up.
But the thing is I don't like sweets. I don't really do sweets.
He hates sweets.
But you give me some of them damn ribs. You know I'm a sucker for them ribs. That swine, my brother. So I you definitely love that swine, my brother. I also love look, and this is not new, but it's definitely been weighing on me heavy. These damn burgers she been making me. And I talked about that on the first podcast.
Really?
Yeah, remember I was talking about when you made the burgers and but them damn burgers, these beef burgers now. These things is moist.
Y'all know I'm trying to replicate them fucking burgers we be ordering from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Ooh, things is moist.
Oh my God. If you ever ordered a burger from there, they burgers be made off this. It tastes like cast iron. And they be so good, y'all. I'm talking about crispy, but so moist. And I be trying to replicate that shit. So I get that 72. I get that meat, and
I give you that meat.
I do the thing to it, and I use the cast iron every time.
I know
I'm gonna get it like down packed perfect, but they be good as shit.
I'm thinking it's moist.
Yeah,
that's what I love.
I'm cracking up
hamburgers.
Them burgers be good, like Didi would say. Mm-hmm. What is my favorite? Like, what do I always eat.
I can answer that.
Oh my God, what is it?
Duh. Everybody should know that if you watch our podcast.
I'm so indecisive. So what is
it? It's gonna be snow crabs.
It's so stupid.
Nah, I'm just playing. You know, we know you don't want no motherfucking snow crabs.
I don't need no snow crabs.
But we definitely gonna get those king crabs.
Is still my favorite thing to eat, y'all.
With the beloved sauce, we actually just ate that for the four. So shout out to my bro, shout out to Dame for man in the grill.
Yeah,
on Terry's birthday.
That was delicious.
The 4th of July, we know we celebrate Terry's birthday.
Happy birthday, Terry Lynn.
Yes, sir.
But
yeah, fun.
That was fun. But you're right. I do still. My favorite food is king crab and lobster. Y'all, I ate this stuffed lobster the other night. Oh, my God.
Where was that from?
It don't even matter. I'm not giving them no shout-out. They ain't sponsoring us, but it was delicious, y'all. It was so good.
Whatever. It was good, but
it was so fucking good.
As soon as I remember, I'm going to let
y'all know. It was live, too.
Ooh! I know where it was.
That was our little hideaway date night.
Yeah, it was red lobster. Red lobster.
That was good. Yeah, I'm making myself hungry. I can't be doing the food talk.
Yeah. So check me out. I'm going to start this segment. You know, and it's going to be called What is Your Favorite Track Right Now? Your favorite music track right now. What is it? What are you vibing to right now? What's your shot? You know, what you getting the most? What are you resonating with right now?
Oh God, I'm trying to get the name of it so I don't fuck it up.
So you want me to go ahead and start while you look?
Yup.
Cause I already know I'm gonna keep it 100. I've been listening to a lot of Culture 3. I
don't
know.
Yo, why. That's mine. You taking mine.
I already took it. It's mine.
And oh, that's not y'all. He knew it was mine.
You ain't even let me tell the song yet.
Tell him in the bathroom. I told him.
You ain't even let me tell the song yet. I don't know why, but
go ahead.
The whole album to me is fire. I love the whole album, and I'm talking about I'll be jamming to that thing. Pause, but I definitely am feeling this song called Birthday, but I feel the whole album. But for some reason, I don't know why that song Birthday on Culture 3, that baby is fire. And Modern Day, yeah, that, oh.
I got so many. But Straightening
is fire.
But Straightening is my shit.
I like when he said on Modern Day, he said, I'm stuffing dick in the bag of this hoe.
Ow! Okay.
That motherfucker be getting, he be going ass. That was take off.
That was a good line.
Takeoff always show out. I don't know what it is. Like everybody, you know, in the Migos.
Showing out.
Everybody in Migos got their little, you know,
they got their swag.
They swag, but Takeoff to me just got his bars is outstanding. His music, his lyrics is cracked.
Yeah, I love the whole damn album.
It's fire though.
It's so fire. If you haven't heard it, go listen to it. Go check it out. The Migos is doing the damn thing right now, y'all. That shit hot.
When I first heard
we
it, I was...
We fucked to that the other night all night.
Whole album. Front to back.
I love it. That's a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
If you like to dance like me, meow, that should be that in your head.
Yeah, I definitely love the album. So what's your favorite track right now?
I told you, Straightening.
Oh, so you're doing Straightening?
Mm-hmm. That beat. Oh.
That beat is fire. But that was like the song that came out before the whole album drop. You know how like the single, I should say?
Mm-hmm.
That was like the single. So
it's so many of them that I love, though.
By the time the album dropped, I was so like already like ready for some more because Straightening was so fire. I'm like, I know like, the rest
need
of
it.
Like Avalanche. Ooh, yeah. And Avalanche. Need it. Avalanche is fire too.
Yeah,
that whole album jam.
Yeah, dude. Just like go it. Check it out. If you haven't heard it, get in tune. Mm-hmm. Go listen, because that shit hot.
Definitely.
It's a hot banger, like from track 1 to 19. It bangs.
If you want to move to party, if you want to move to club, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Definitely put on. If you like DJing some music, you definitely can probably put on a few songs from that Culture 3 and had the whole crowd going wild. Mm-hmm. You know? Whole party going lit.
And I love the album cover. Shout out to the artist who designed the album cover. His graphics are hot.
Fire. Fire.
Oh, Sam. What is your favorite sex position?
Sam.
Whatever you say, we're gonna do it shortly.
I love every sex position, but probably
I know it's so fun.
You know, I love doggy style. I like to see that thing bounce. I like to put that thing on bounce. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then I like to lay you flat, flat down on your stomach. You know what I mean? Start. Giving you that. What's that one called? Is that like the reverse? That's not the reverse cowboy. Reverse cowboy is fire too. It's one of my favorite positions too. But when you lay flat, y'all let me know in the comments what that's one called. But when you lay her flat and you just stuffing that dick in the back of that hoe.
Ow, I knew you was gonna say that. Mom, what is it called? want to get it right. This is for my strong, limber, flexible gals. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what it is, go look it up. It's called the Bouncing Reverse Cowgirl.
I like
that's
that.
My favorite.
I love that position.
Because I be like, you know, dancing, almost like squatting. So it's next level shit, ladies and gentlemen. This is not for the weak knees or the faint heart.
You gotta have them Megan Thee Stallion knees. You can't have them. You can't have those Cardi B knees or those Nicki Minaj knees. You gotta have those
I'm
Megan
fucking done.
Knees.
Okay. and that's our favorite sex position. All right. So what do you have planned for your birthday? Your birthday's coming up soon.
Definitely coming up soon. You know, shout out to that.
Well, the cancers, there's so many damn cancers in our family.
I know, we just
it's like
so
a
much.
Birthday every other day.
We party so much in July.
You oh my that, God. It starts May. Raji always starts in May 27th. Mm-hmm. Then it goes Raji, Riri.
Oh. I can't even fathom.
What's the next child?
I can't even fathom.
JoJo.
JoJo, yep. He just
Dee Dee. Terry.
Yep. And then me.
Then you.
Then my sister. And then
Rico.
Rico. No, Rico is.
Mm-hmm.
Not Rico. And then Dame, your dad,
DJ.
Damn, we got too many birthdays in July.
Danny and mom.
So yeah. So by the time we get to the end of July, we like nah.
Partied out. I'm fucking tired.
We ain't partying no more.
I'm fucking tired.
That's why I'm happy mine in the middle.
Every
of
goddamn month. Day.
Because it's like, oh, we having a party because it's this person's birthday. Nah. So, sorry. Who's 27?
I want that nap.
Who 27? Who birthday on the 27? Nobody's. So, is Dame's the last birthday? No, when your dad's birthday?
26. No, daddy the 22nd and DJ the 26th.
Okay, 20. Okay. Yeah, by the time we get
it's
to the birthday.
It's too many.
I'm going to be asleep.
You know? It's too many.
I'm going to be like, Weekend at Bernie's. I'll be still partying.
I'm done. You stupid. Tired as shit. Like, Damn. Every fucking day is the damn birthday. Man. There's so many birthdays in our summer in our family. Like, it's crazy.
I made me cry a little bit, y'all.
That's funny.
Damn.
You silly.
I'm happy I could be here to, you know, brighten up y'all day, brighten up y'all night. Whenever y'all listen to this, it don't matter. But I told y'all, y'all tuned in to the Diamond Crew Podcast, episode 7.
Damn.
Remember, like, comment, subscribe, hit them noties. Hit them noties for us so you never miss when we drop this fire.
And get in our comments.
Yeah,
you know, tell us what you want to hear next. Yeah. Tell us what you loved or what you didn't like. Mm-hmm. We don't care any goddamn way. We still gonna do it.
Exactly. We still going to be talking, and y'all be listening. Y'all be listening, so just let me know what, talk to us. Let us know what's up. We ain't going to bite. You know, pause.
I do. Whoa. I like to bite. Mm-hmm. All right, so what should our next business move be? That has been the question in our house for, like, the last 2 weeks or so. So I've been planning for, like, the last 6 months because I want to own a fleet of vehicles. But tell us some ideas. What do you think our next business venture should be?
I think that we should invest in some vehicles. And we should definitely rent these vehicles out.
Like I see it.
Yeah. Like every day. I want to get these new I want to get brand new vehicles. You know, so let me know if y'all coming to visit or y'all going to be in the area. Well, don't let me know. Just, you know, look on these certain sites. and these vehicles may be available, but they are going to be
available.
You know, and you'll be able to. I want to be able to rent these vehicles out and help people out when they come to, you know, when they get touched down or wherever. You know, I want to be able to have these vehicles for rent, and I want to have Teslas. I want to have Escalades. I want to have everything. You know, that's my next business tenure. Is that cool? Does that make sense?
I understand.
So it's like it's companies out there like Toro, it's Craigslist, all these different places where you can rent these vehicles. And just think about it. If you could purchase a vehicle, right, and then you can make this vehicle pay the note itself just by renting it out, what's happening here? You're just building your credit, and you'll have an extra vehicle when a car is not being rented, you know, that you can probably use. But most of the time, I'm telling you, if this is my car, that thing going to be gone 30 days, 31 days. It's going to be on the leap year. It's going to be rented every day. You know what I'm saying? That baby's 365.
It's silly.
Because I'm just trying to show everybody what's up. I'm trying to be a mogul. You know, I'm trying to be a business beast. I'm trying to touch every avenue. This audio visual deal is doing so well right now. I'm like super busy. It's taking like all my energy.
How to tell.
Yeah, but at the same time, I love what I do. I love what I do, and I'll do it. I'm going to be doing it for the rest of my life. You know, I just love what I do. And why not create power moves, right, that will allow you to do what you love to do on a daily basis.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I be giving y'all so much game. You know, I hope y'all take all this game in. You know, because all me and my baby do is just sit here and figure out how we going to get to the bag. You know, how we going to secure a future for the Diamond Kids.
Basically, that's it. That's it. That's all.
Yep. So we own one tonight, you know. Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you something. I want to just give y'all some good advice, and this is for everybody, you know. If you have a dog, great, I love it. I love dogs. If you walk your dog and he shits in my yard or in somebody else's yard, then maybe it's common courtesy to pick that poop up. You know, just curb your dog. Just pick your poop up. You know, because I don't want to pick your dog poop up. I don't want to pick your cat poop up. You know? I don't know why that came out, but it just did because I feel like that's some good information that people need to know.
Yeah, like we can see you on our cameras.
Yeah.
We can see your dog on our cameras.
Yeah. Don't poop in my yard.
You don't want me to post your ass on that door now.
You don't want me to be like the dude
off Karen.
Yo, I ain't gonna be no Karen. But you don't want me to be like the dude off Friday. What's his name? Stay off my freaking lot! What's his name?
You always want to name somebody, but I'll never know their damn name.
You know his damn name. Stanley.
Stanley.
Stanley. I'm about to be like Stanley with my grass.
Yo, you out of pocket.
Stay off my freaking grass.
Yo, I'm cracking up. Okay, so our Black business of the week is the Endorphin Factory, and they are located at 2662 Arrow Drive, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75052. Y'all, this is a cool place that we went and hung out a week ago. Our girl Kia D over at We Talk Radio was the one who put us on to the Endorphin Factory. But I love it over there, and every chance I get, I'm going to hang out down there. The prices are affordable, but you break stuff, you throw stuff. It's some bow and arrow.
Archery.
Mm-hmm. It's some axe throwing. Yep. It's just a place to go and take out some stress and get some stuff off your chest, you know, another form of relief for, you know, the working person or the working parent, you know. If you want to get out, you want to find something to do.
Or if you're not getting your rocks off in the other way. This is a way that you can...
I'm done.
I don't have that problem.
So relieve some stress at the Endorphin Factory. We had a blast, and the owner, Ward, was really nice, and we love it out there, and we got some t-shirts. We'll take some pictures and show you guys, but y'all go check them out, and if you want to have some fun and relieve some stress, go check out the Endorphin Factory over in Grand Prairie, Texas.
And also, if you want to visit their website, it will be EndorphinFactoryUSA.com. Again, EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
All right? And use our girl Kia D. 2021 is the code. It's Kia D 2021. Use her code for a partner discount.
And that's awesome. Just for being our listeners, you get that discount, and you get to go into this place and have a blast. I tore some shit up.
Yeah, we took the kids, y'all, and Raji said, I need this.
Yes, people, especially if you like her, you like to just put your hands on people at random times.
You're just violent for no damn reason.
Yeah, you go to the Endorphin Factory, you take those that anger and you take it out on the toaster, or you take it out or on the damn coffee maker. That's what I did. I tore that coffee maker to smithereens. You know what I mean? And if you check this out, if y'all want to hear my commercial, I also did a commercial for the Endorphin Factory, and they really loved it. He definitely welcomed me with open arms, so shout out to him. He enjoyed my commercial, and I enjoyed doing it, you know. And he hopefully, you know, we continue working and coming up with new commercials. Like I said, get in touch. They're open Tuesday through Thursdays, 3 to 9 p.m., and Friday through Sundays, 10 to 10. And they're located in Grand Prairie, like she said. So y'all definitely tap in.
So we are out of here, y'all. Let us know in the comments what y'all want to hear next, what y'all want to see visually on YouTube. If y'all want to see something y'all know you're missing. And... I gotta go tend to these damn kids.
Real shit, but she definitely brought up a good point. Like she told you earlier in the podcast, we are going to all audio podcasts because we are super busy. Visuals take a little bit more time, but you know we do this for y'all. We do this for y'all, okay? And if y'all miss these visual podcasts, you know, definitely give us a thumbs up and a like, and definitely tell us in the comments. And if that's what you want, guess what?
We're going to do that.
And still, we're going to still give y'all, you know, some visual podcasts here and there. But for the most part, it's going to be all audio, because I feel like y'all can resonate with us and we can resonate with y'all on an audio level.
From an audio engineer's mouth. You're so funny.
Exactly. But guess what?